Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, my special guest is Diana McClintic. She obtained her registered nurse degree and practiced for 30 years. She obtained her Doctor of Science in Naturopathy in 2002, and she's a certified Soma Energetics practitioner using the Solfeggio Scale tuning forks and has completed Reiki certifications to level 4 attunement. Diana has been an ordained minister since 2009, and the boards she chose to take were the certification for holistic practitioners at the BS level, as that covered about everything she'd learned up to 2009. She had a near-death experience at 4 years old and has been a healing facilitator and spiritual warrior since then. She became a mystical traveler in 2009 and took off for living on the road for 2.2 years, practicing her light working, healing herself and the earth, and helping people heal. She has books in the working to tell the story of reaching Sedona for 11-11, then to the west coast of California for 12-12, where the oneness of Atlanta and Lemuria came back to her, and then on over to Mount Shasta, then down to Sacramento. All the while, she lived in a car and met people who matched her vibrations along the way. Excuse me. So with that said, I'd like to introduce Diana. And once again, Diana, how are you tonight?
Hi, David. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. I was telling Diana that I've been baking Christmas cookies, and I finished them up today. So happy holidays to those of you who don't tune in again before Christmas and New Year's, for those of you who celebrate those seasons. And hopefully, if you don't live in a place of joy and peace all year long, that this time of year will help jumpstart that. And then if you stay present to the moment and stay present to those levels of vibration, you can maintain that as long as you choose. And like Esther Hicks says, all you need to do is reach for consistent moments of joy, and the joy is yours. So joy to the world and joy to us all. And Diana, joy to you, and thank you for joining me tonight.
Well, it's a blessing to be here. I kind of 3 months seems like a long time, but then listening to your show, I still get to keep in touch. I would advise everybody to listen to David's show. He has all kinds of people on. And it is really, you are a great interviewer as well. So.
Oh, thank you. Well, just for people that want to keep up on the show and what's coming up, if you have your pens handy, I'll give you the address in just a moment. Just to let you know, I do have some special holiday shows coming up. I have a very dynamic lesbian minister who's going to do my special Christmas Eve show. We're going to talk about karma, global consciousness, and the meaning of Christmas. On the 21st, Mary Lou McIntyre, who reads the Akashic Records, will be on the show. And I have a life transformation master on the 20th. And then my New Year's show is going to be with Valerie Sargent, who is a remarkably spiritually gifted person. So check out some of these shows. You can check my schedule at blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E, and you'll see my shows are usually put up 2 to 4 weeks in advance. I think I've got shows up into January now. So check that out if you want to see what's coming up. So tonight, Diana has agreed to start us off with a meditation. Then we're going to talk a little bit about some of her exploits, and then we'll go into the readings. So folks, hang in there and enjoy the show. So Diana, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, we'll just do a healing meditation, since that's one of my favorite things, is that everybody heals and gets the energy of healing if they need it. So you just take a few breaths and close your eyes. And I'm going to be speaking as far as in the Mother, Father, God, and the God consciousness and the Holy Spirit. This is actually one of Sylvia Brown's, so if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I'll make it really short, and I didn't even check my sound, so if you don't hear me good, just let me know so I can check my sound and turn it up or down or whatever. So
you're perfect.
It's perfect just the way it is?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can read your mind when you start talking. I can hear the rest of your sentence, David.
Okay.
Okay, so as the meditation starts, I'm asking that you and every single person in your life begin to receive healing energy from Mother, Father, God, and the God consciousness and the Holy Spirit. The intellectual and emotional sides of yourself are now open like a channel to God for every organ and every system in your body, moving toward its optimal mode of performance, without causing any stress to you. Rule out every unnecessary pain, especially mental pain, that worries about finances, children, and husbands, wives, parents. Let it all go. Give it to God. I want you to see a road in front of you. The road appears smooth, and on either side are beautiful trees, birds, and flowers. It really is the road of your life symbolically. I hope you stand there before you take your first step forward from this point. Demand that the road smooth out, filling all gullies or cracks and removing all rejection or disappointment ahead of you. If by chance something is hidden there, you will sail through it. You will be able to get very fast and catch the breeze. Fill your lungs filled with pure air, and your eyesight getting better. Every sense is functioning perfectly. You feel more alive than ever before, and a certainty of strength comes from Almighty God. Remember that this earth is only a transient place. Things are just things. But at the end of the road, you are getting to cross a beautiful stream and go to the other side. There you'll all meet all the loved ones you've known in your life, as well as this one. You'll feel it as I have felt, how foolish we can be sometimes, laboring over one little crack of the road, when if you just find speed a little faster, you may get past it. I think I chose this one because of her demanding that the road be smoothed up. And I've gotten to that point where I'm, you know, we're supposed to be in charge of the things that we ask for. And all,
right.
There's a new path created, a smooth path created. I'm changing my new path created to a smooth path created. Where we can glide along our ways and all the different points. So I hope everybody has some kind of a picture board up by now that they can look and say something about, like, wake up, thank you, I'm grateful. You don't even have to say what you're thankful and grateful about. Just wake up and thankful and gratefulness. And this, I expect miracles today, and all is well is something that you might need to say to yourself throughout the day while you're out there. With everybody being crazy, I mean, people have pulled in front of me and stopped, which is not making very much sense. But that's happened like 3 times. And it's like people aren't thinking right now. You just got to be aware. Your road smooths out ahead of you before you get on it. Your parking place there before you get there. It'll be as smooth as you can so you don't get angry along with everybody else getting angry at you for no reason. It's that season that is a joyful season, so we can plug in and regenerate our batteries so that we can be more joyful throughout the whole year. Now, we will be using angel cards, so I'll just say that I would like for everybody to allow the angelic kingdom to come to them. Allow the seventh density energies to come to them. And when you feel the energies, announce that I feel that. And if you want more, say, send me more. If you don't want more energy, you don't say, send me more. It's just that simple. You're just allowing the energies to come to you. And then at the end of the show, you know, we can thank them and allow them to go back to their space. But the angels will always be there at a moment's notice if you talk to them. You do have to talk to them. I don't think anybody has ever explained the exact answer of why, but that's one thing for sure that everybody knows is that it works when you talk to them. So talk to your angels all day long and just get used to it. You know, if somebody sees me talking, because I feel like saying something to an angel, and they look at me like, what's going on? I'll just say, well, I'm practicing for a speech, you know. All these people are going to Toastmasters Club. They're practicing for speeches. Why can't I? So,
Well, isn't anyway. It true that the angels will not intervene for you unless you invite them to do so?
Yes, unless it's an emergency. Now, they have told me a few things. Like in Ventura, there was like 3 in a row. Once I was told to turn right here, and I'm like, it's hot. I'm going to the beach. I don't want to. You know, I'm arguing. So while I'm arguing with the voice that's telling me to turn right there, I'm slowing down, obviously. Right over the hill was a really bad accident and somebody was killed. I probably would have been in an accident. I probably should have listened to the voice. So for now on, if a voice says to turn off the interstate, I probably will, because now I've learned my lesson. But at least I slowed down and they did protect me.
That's great.
I had another incident in that same week. I pulled up, because this was when I was staying at the beach. We could go there from 4:30 a.m. to 11 p.m., and I'd pull up early and be there all day because those waves is what helped me with letting everything go in the beginning. Some lady pulled up, and she was a rider from Malibu, and she just got out of her car and said, oh, thank God you're alive. And I'm like, she's jumping up and down, so I start jumping up and down. Thank God I'm alive. There was a car that looked just like mine with a lady that had long hair because they could see the hair, and she was covered up, and they had written the chalk around her. She had died in a car accident. So happened the same day. And
oh, my.
It was
I love
where
what
I had
you
asked.
Yes?
I had asked to be taken out. I had asked to be removed. I'm done with this life. So I just want to tell the one more last one before I finally woke up and said, okay, I'm staying. I won't ask to leave anymore. The third one was really weird. I was at a gas station, and I learned on the road you always check your tires. So there I am checking all my tires. This car comes probably really fast in between the two rows of gas pumps. And I don't know how I got my head out of the way of that car because it was right in my face. So after that, I said, okay, I want to live, but you at least have to tell me what I'm doing. You have to give me signs. You have to tell me what I'm doing and all this. And so I quit asking to go. I was at that point, I was done with my life. I didn't want to do it anymore. So that was 2012. And we can either talk about what some of the stuff I did on the road, or we can do that in between callers.
Let's do that in between. Let's take the first couple of callers because they called right in right around 7:15, and then we can talk a little bit about your road travels. Let's put it out there for people that want a full hour reading from Diana. What is your contact information, Diana?
Okay, you can get me on Facebook, and that's Diana McClintic. That's my name. The last name is McClintic, McClintic. So Facebook is under my name, Diana McClintic. I have an email, Mount Diva, that's short for mountain, MountDeva at AOL.com. That's my oldest one. And that was before they let us have enough letters. I couldn't write the word mountain. So I had to shorten it up to be Mount Diva, MountDeva at AOL.com. And I'll do a 50% special if someone will do an hour. The last few people, it's been pretty amazing. I meditate beforehand, and this one, it was just a couple of weeks ago. We got on the phone, and I told her that I just saw her in the funniest looking headphones, and they were big. And she laughed, and she said, I've got really big, funny looking headphones, and I've had them on all day. So it's always good when a reading starts off with a confirmation. And that whole reading was excellent. So I can tell you it's better when we have the time to ourselves, and it usually goes over an hour. And if people are willing to do that energy exchange, they're going to get more out of the reading. That's for sure. So the first person. Oh, yeah, you left out. My latest certification is life coach because I'm retired from all the other. But that was just to give my background because people like to know all the background of you. And then there was something else. But when it comes to mine, I'll let you know. Okay, so I'm also a life coach.
Well, that's thank you for sharing that. I'd forgotten that. I'm using the first autobiography you sent me. Maybe if you could send me an updated one, I'll be sure to change that. Okay, our first caller is Felicia, and if you did not get Diana's contact information, I'll ask for that again later. So keep your pens handy. Felicia, I'm bringing you live. Say hello to Diana.
Hello, Diana. How are you?
Hi, Felicia. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And by the way, Diana is my middle name.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes,
so you must have some caretaking in your life as well.
Yeah.
At least you put it in the middle there.
Yeah, my mom. That she, I think she was saying to me more like Diana Ross. She's a Diana Ross crazed fan. So
yeah,
I was always, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I like Diana as well.
I liked Diana Ross. I liked pretending like I was singing her songs. That was such a fun time. I think that was probably sixth grade. Well, one of the cards that came up here is, in your life right now, just be aware there could be some gossip going on. So in the light, this awakens consideration for the feelings of others, honoring trust. When somebody told me probably 20 years ago, maybe 10, about that, you don't trust enough. I said, trust for what? So they can stomp on you, so they can roll over you, so they can throw you side to side. You know, I was like that back then. That's a hard one for me even still, considering what happened. But in the light, I know you will be able to have consideration for the feeling of the person who can't, because at this moment in time, they just like to gossip. They thrive on the power of passing on private or secret information. And that, they don't even know they're betraying confidences. That's the thing. They just know that they're talking to another friend that they like very much. And they just, well, guess what I'm doing for my friend, blah, blah, blah. Well, they don't even know they're betraying your confidence, so you take it easy on them. That's basically what the card is saying. Just take it easy. We'll let this energy, the next one is all as well. So Jeremiah says everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand. So if you don't understand what's going on, you're going to soon understand.
Some of it I'm trying to understand, though.
Well,
ask Archangel Jeremiah. Talk to him every single day.
I talk to all my
angels. One that wants to help you understand. Go ahead and put it out there and ask him. Well, you want to help me understand? Tell it to me like it is. I still ask them to talk to me. They still talk to me through sign symbols and dimes. If I find a dime, I know definitely they've been listening to me as I've been saying, when are you going to talk to me? And then I look down and see a dime. I mean, talk to me for real. Okay, you need a little bit of prioritizing. So here's Archangel Metatron here to say, focus on your highest priorities, and I'll help you get organized and motivated. Metatron wants to help you, because that's what you're crossing. You have to organize something in order to get to your outcome. So you're going to get through that with the all as well. All right, you've got someone from the other side helping you. Azrael says your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of your worries and feel their loving blessings, and you'll be able to tell when they're with you by the energy that they had. You may smell something. You may, you know, if somebody liked a cigar, you may smell a cigar. If somebody liked perfume, you may smell a perfume. They leave you messages. They play with your, if you're wearing any jewelry, they like to play with that. Yes, or turn things on or off if they're recently passed. So you definitely are someone who is surrounded by people. Now, for yourself, you need more nurturing. Archangel Gabriel says, as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. Now, you can, even if you haven't taken any of the classes, you can know that you do have an inner child that sometimes gets frightened. It's not really you that's frightened. You just, like, put your hand on your heart and circle it and say, you know what? Maybe back then it wasn't so great, but it's going to be really great now, so just trust me. So that's you talking to your inner child, and then your inner child knows you're paying attention and everything's okay. But as far as yourself, you go to the mirror and look into your own eyes while you're rubbing your heart and tell yourself how valuable you are, how much you love yourself, all that good stuff. Don't forget to do these two things, because they definitely improve the way you feel about what's going on around you. And then we got an outcome for you, spiritual understanding. That's Raziel. He's holding up the 108 sign, which is that light worker's sign, and the doves of peace are at the top. I'm bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truth. Takes longer that way, but it's absolutely worth it to know that you've got the sacred geometry in your field. That's a good sign that your light body's working. So I would love it if I could talk to you again someday. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you,
Felicia.
Thank you as well.
God bless you, dear.
God bless both of you. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to move on to Sue. And just to let some of the other callers know, your names have dropped away. So I'm going to be, after Sue, I'm going to be identifying people by area code. And we will get to everybody that's on the line right now. In sequence. So, Sue, you're live on the air. Say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Have I talked to you before?
I don't know.
Sound familiar.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and just get started. I've got a relationship. Relationship harmony. That is a great card to start out with. Archangel Raguel wants you to know that angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now. So I would continue to ask the angels to continue to open the hearts of everyone involved. Sometimes things like that take time. and that anything that's been a conflict is being resolved, that you can trust because they told you. So now you can trust because you've been told that they will listen to you, open the hearts, and resolve the conflicts. You have some victory. What's the difference here? Kind of fun. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith. This is just a little bit of waiting, but have faith. This is, I would have guessed this to be Gabriel, because this one is tooting a horn. Beautiful wings on this angel. Sandalphon, your prayers have been heard and answered, so have faith. There is some clearing that Metatron's working on. And it says, call upon me to clear and open your chakra using sacred geometric shapes. So that's another, the other one was Raziel, the Metatron. Call upon me to clear and open your chakras using geometric shapes. It's almost like the sacred geometry is the keys now to working our DNA. There is, there could be a rebel. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm listening, yes.
Oh, okay.
You are echoing, Diana. I don't know if, are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm not. I think somebody's got their computer turned up a little bit. Because I can hear him talk.
My computer's not on.
Yeah, we can hear you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
It's just a change in the vocal the audio dynamic, so who knows.
The rebel challenges authority to effect social change and a rejection of spiritual systems may be in the process now that no longer serves your needs. So just understand that this could be happening. If it is someone else, this one is really hard because it is so faded out. Rejects legitimate authority out of anger. So if you do not have anger with saying, that no longer serves me, I don't have to stick with it, and you're not real angry about it, it's fine. It's time to do the no longer serves you. Make a list of them and let them all go. And then your outcome is spread your wings. Ariel wants you, do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect and you're ready to soar. So that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I'm looking for a new job and a boyfriend, so.
That's everybody's look. Most of these cards are based on energy, but every once in a while they will come through with a job. They don't very often talk about people, though. Not the higher angels. These are the archangels. So one of these days I'm going to get me the Angel Tarot deck. That's what you need a reading from. But I have the archetype cards, too. Plus, I can hear spirit coming through sometimes. And, but that's all I got for you tonight.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Sue.
Okay, have a nice evening.
Okay, you too. Happy holidays to you, hon.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to take one more caller, and then Diana and I are going to chat a little bit. I'm calling on area code 216. What is your name, please?
Hello?
Is this James?
No, this is Desmond.
Desmond?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Where are you calling from, Desmond?
Calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, very good. Well, say hello to Diana.
How you doing, Diana?
I'm fine. Did you say Desmond from Cleveland?
Yes.
All right, I got that. I'm hearing you strong.
Destroyer, that's the first card, and this is just a volcano that's erupting. That's all it is. Releasing what is potentially destructive and preparing for a new life. So hopefully that's what you're doing right now. You're releasing what is destructive to you or potentially destructive to you and preparing for a new life. In the shadow, then, there would be intoxication or someone would be destroying someone's dream on purpose. So watch out for those two things. You don't want to let those happen. That's kind of a heavy thing. But then you have a good card following that. You've got a mentor, so there's someone in your path who can teach you how to deal with what's going on. This person passes on wisdom and refining your character as you wish. Helps you, coaches you. In the shadow, the master would not want the mentor would not want who they were tutoring to pass them up. But I am always happy if someone can pass me up because that shows the good work you do. If you've mentored someone and all they have to do is change something and you finally found it, and boom, there they go. Sometimes that's all that's needed. It's just to change one thing. It might be good if you have any insights to express yourself like a poet. And sometimes this is how spirit starts to talk to you, through rhymes. And some people go on and write books with poems, save their journals, and make it into a book. But just expressing soul insights in any kind of language, symbolic language, metaphors, whatever, however you want to talk.
Okay.
In the shadow, this poet would be turning a lyric gift to negative or destructive effect. And I don't know how you can do that, so I didn't even need to read that. How can you destroy the poem? Well, so this is the poet, and in the light, the poet expresses soul insights and symbolic language. So probably you're being told to start a journal if you have not already done that, and to have more compassion. That gives, soften your heart with respect to the situation and all the people involved, including yourself. Always have compassion for yourself when you're having compassion for others. And the type of compassion you would have for others would just be that your heart is softened to the situation. You're respecting, not so much that you agree, but you're just respecting them to go through whatever they're going through. And with lots of compassion going on, there's a good way to raise your vibrations. In the outcome, you can have prosperity. Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. So Archangel Ariel with an A, would like to help you, and you ask Ariel to help you, to show you the smooth road to your material needs. You want them provided as you follow your intuition. So make sure you're following your intuition with that compassion and with writing down your poems or however you're writing down in your journal. Follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. Try to match with joy as much as possible. Once you can match with joy, then it's easier to obtain any of the calls that you ask, that you are waiting to be pulled up to your way.
Okay. So just call him for now to work with Archangel Ariel. Would be good for me.
Ariel is the one for prosperity, and Zadkiel is for compassion. Go back and listen to the show.
Okay.
So that you can, if you just find the starting point,
What minute did you start at? Just listen to where you started for.
Yeah, you can listen to the pod, Desmond, and you'll hear the whole reading. You can just scroll over. The podcast usually goes live about an hour after the show ends.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll do that. Okay.
And I was listening to your section about five times in a row. Just keep listening to your own section about five times. And then you can listen to the whole show and hear it again. Because there's always something you can learn from everybody's reading.
That's an interesting point, because it's true. What happens for people that call in, whether it's their own reading or not, we quite often will hear things that are intended for us. There are no mistakes.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, appreciate the reading. It's very informative.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in, Desmond.
All right.
Okay, see you regards. Ahead. Okay, God bless.
God bless.
All right. Well, Diana, tell us a little bit about your mystical travels. Very interested in hearing about your time on the road.
Well, I don't know where you want me to start, because I was out there for like 2.2 years, and every day was like a year. Time slowed down. For me, when you get into the timeless and live in the now, it seems to be a little slower than when you're working a 40-hour week job and you got to keep on eating when you have to eat, sleeping you have to sleep, bathing you have to bathe, you know, that kind of stuff. Life seems to move faster. So life did slow down. And I left to Indianapolis after my mother died, and I was going to make it to Sedona by 11/11, and it was already October of 2011 when I left. Now, I took the vow of the mystical traveler in 2009 and then basically forgot about it. So,
what was the vow?
Now, if you get the book called The Mystical Traveler, it'll have the whole section of the vows, but it's like, don't do this unless you're really planning on it, because it can be rough. Lots of lessons have to be learned at this time. And this is a great time to let go. And that was my biggest thing, because now that my mother was gone, there was no more abuse from Mom. I mean, she abused me my whole life. So, but the last 5 weeks, guess who she asked to sit by her side? Me. She wanted me to make sure the angels were around her and that her soul got to the right place and all this. So there was a tremendous amount of work with me and other people in helping my mother prepare for passing, because she wasn't told very far in advance. It was mostly a medical mistake, and she had about 5 weeks to live after that happened. Yeah, I just got to write her book too, I suppose, but she asked me to. Now, a mystical traveler is a messenger. It's somebody who's, I guess, living in a void, has a lot of empty space, awakens vibrations. And my thing was to raise my vibrations. And in order to raise my vibrations, I knew that I had to forgive. And forgive a lot of people, and more than once. And, you know, people will say you only have to forgive once. You can forget that. Everybody has their own mind-controlled spiritual saying. Maybe they only had to forgive once because it wasn't very bad. You may have to forgive over and over again, and that's fine. If you and I forgive every single day, do it with every wave that flows. Let all of the bad out and fill yourself up. And with every breath you take, become the breath of God. Let any negative out. And I always had, and I had a big book that I hadn't read that was full of positive affirmations. So I would put a check mark every time I read one. And any time I started thinking any negative or whatever, I'd write it down, change it to a positive thought, have my own cue cards. There's a lot you can do when you're first waking up to this. I was just coming out of a nursing life of 32 years as well. there's a lot of negativity in nursing as well. So I was aligning to the golden rule, and I was connecting to as much as I could that was love and sending love. I was putting the Reiki symbols on the beach, doing the labyrinth on the beach. I stayed in Ventura for 6 months, and I used myself as Jezebel tuning forks, and the whales actually came in to be with the surfers one day, and they were not expecting that. They'd seen a lot of dolphins, but not whales. They were kind of scared, so everybody just sat still, not knowing if they were going to be pushed up in the air or what. But the whales did leave. I quit playing forks after they got too close to the shore. And I think they were enjoying the sounds, actually, because this happened all up the coast of Florida, bringing different species in. Then I would do the emerald. It was like with the sunset. I'd have the green emerald as the sun was setting. Anything that wasn't good energy was just going out with it into what was going to be dark. And in the morning would come back to light. So I did a lot of work, and then one day I just heard. Well, I actually felt like I had a wing. I guess it was a wing. On my right side, and I kept trying to, like, pull it off. It didn't move. So I looked, and I could see a star in my heart. So I've got a poem out there that talks about the star in my heart, meaning that I had reached stardom. Because you got all these people out there that are not far from Hollywood, and they're practicing their parts that are on the surfers of Key Ventura Beach, because there's a big road right in front of where you park between the Rocky Beach and yourself. So you can do all kinds of stuff. There are people out there miming, is that what you call it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's where they do that silent talking, miming.
I love what you were saying about turning a negative into a positive, because that's something that we all have the power to do at any point in time. We can just choose to change direction, and we can move out of the shadows and back into the light. And all it takes is awareness that whatever it is that we're doing or thinking or feeling is not serving us in a light fashion and not in a loving fashion. You spoke about love, and ultimately that's the way that we all want to move if we're going to be embraced by the light and not only reflect that but attract that into our lives.
Yeah. And when you first start working on it, it's very good to rewrite your thoughts. And then that way, if you do accidentally become OCD, or even sing the same song too many times, and then you realize that song has negative words in it, you may have to do some work to change those words into positive words. I think that Walmart had something that was negative, and thank goodness I can't even remember it, but it was the song. I must have sang it like 3 times before I realized I was saying something negative, and I was like, no, let's not do this. So we changed that one real quick. I don't have to do cue cards anymore. But the self-talk really has to be cleaned up. That's probably the first thing you have to do when you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Self-talk. And from
well,
there,
you can actually rewrite your life script, too, in a more positive fashion, mm-hmm. wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan Madison,
I'm just saying for people might not be aware of that. I mean, you and I know that. But a lot of people don't know that they can do that and try to look for the hidden blessings in all the dark clouds that have passed their ways and try to find a way back into a place of positive energy.
Mm-hmm. And I did choose to stay, and what I based it on was I took a class, a soul healing class. So since I chose to stay to be in the same family so that my grandchildren wouldn't have it hard, and it worked. Because as my grandfather was dying, he actually started apologizing to me and telling me things that he'd done. And, you know, I said, you don't have to tell me stuff. I love you. And I kissed him on the forehead. And he died in peace. But my mom actually wanted 5 weeks of soul healing. You know, it's like, so they love me at the end of their life. And that's supposed to be an honor, too. And then I was called to be with Uncle Harry, and oh, that was great. It wasn't great that he died the last week I was there, but I actually was pulled out of one job and taken to another one to be in his hometown because he was going to die in 3 weeks, 3 months, and my jobs were 3 months. And I found out he loved me. He was one that babysat for me. He saw me into the earth, and I was seeing him out of the earth, and I was like, look, everybody, I got one family member that loves me. You know, I couldn't believe I was loved. It was so wonderful. And he works with me now. He had to be sort of convinced he was just going to school because he was afraid to let go. He was afraid to die. He was so sweet.
Yeah.
School, right? The last words he said to me, school? I'm going to school? I'm going to school. I said, yeah, you're going to school. You know, I was like, we're all happy he's going to school. He had been, you know, one of the greatest things he did in his life, according to himself, he was the bodyguard for Sly Stallone during those Rocky movies.
Oh.
And he had come out of the military, and that was the era when he had come out of the military, and he was a big muscular guy and a wrestler. So he got hired right away. Then he ended up on disability and had a normal life with a woman who was on disability for the rest of their lives. But he got to have an amazing adventure, and to hear him talk about that was really amazing. So
well,
I hope
wonderful.
That he still remembers my uncle sometimes. That guy that watched after me when I was so young. I've seen it. I think he, I don't know if he's in any more movies now that he's older or not. But we could go on, and we got as far as Ventura. I said a few things. So,
well, why don't we take a couple more callers, and then we can talk some more. I would love to have a discussion on living in the now. You talked about that earlier. And there are a lot of people that don't have any awareness about that there is no time except for now. And if you'd be willing to talk about that later, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. I think that comes up with this density. That'll be next. Santa Barbara and Santa Cruz was off at the time. Okay. Who's next?
All right. We're going to go on to area code 954. And I'm sorry if I talked to you before your name disappeared. Yes, you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Thank you, David. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you tonight?
I'm okay.
Good. Say hello to Diana.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Diana.
Hi. Have I talked to you before?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because we do get a lot of Marys. My mother's name is Mary, too. That is a beautiful name. What's your middle name?
Ann.
Mary Ann. That's that song. You've got the song. Oh, this is a good one. This was the outcome on another person. Okay, this is a hero heroine. This is usually a man and woman who are going to meet. And they're going to know it because, like, right now they're at the point of a mountaintop. They're on either side of it, and they're both hiking up this mountaintop. So they have a passion for a journey of personal empowerment. When they get up to that point, they're going to be head-to-head. And they're going to go, oh, there's another person with a passion for personal empowerment. And probably fall in love instantly, or however this fits into your life. It is the hero heroine card. It could be that you're going to be the heroine, he's going to be the hero, whatever this person is in your life. You're definitely going to meet him real soon.
Is this, you mean in a romantic sense, or?
No, that doesn't say. It just says a meeting.
It means like an unexpected meeting of a partner. Is that what you're saying?
Or a soulmate.
It could be in my life. how you say, or he's coming.
Coming. Mm. You're about to meet. You're about to meet face to face. And I think that this card is so strong that you will know that your soulmate, or whatever it is. Now, the only thing that you have to watch out with this person could be a good escapism. You know, like someone you spend all your hours in movies and never get anything accomplished. But that's not even bad. So just the fact that you're going to meet somebody, hang on to that thought, to your angels. Let me know where to go, when I'm going to meet this person. Because you're both almost to the top of the mountain. You're almost face-to-face on this card. So there's definitely some kind of meeting there, and it's like a 50-50. It's a hero-heroine card. Now, I don't know, you know, how you believe or anything, so I'm just following the card. I believe in high vibrations.
Uh-huh.
The Alchemist is the next card, which I love this card. Transformation of gold into golden wisdom. So there could be somebody in the shadow. Always just be aware there's a shadow of it. Misuse of power and knowledge that comes through a spiritual practice. But in the light, transformation of base motive gold into golden wisdom. I would choose the light because the Alchemist following meeting a new person in your life sounds pretty great to me. Then you have clairsentience, which is Archangel Raguel. Notice your recurring physical and emotional feelings as they are divine guidance. So if you're like me, I like for them to talk to me, but they're saying, notice your recurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. So Raguel would guide you on that. And clairsentience is a knowing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I often say just knowing, being, doing, the correct sound, frequency, vibration, light. That's all we need to be.
Right.
That's all we need to be. But
and does
we're
it
on
feel
Earth,
like it's
so.
Coming soon, or you get a time in this pattern?
No, I don't see timing. So I do vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole thing would be like in 3 months.
3 months. Okay.
Yeah, these are 3 month readings. Which
okay.
means it all it means is you should wait another 3 months to have another one. Then you'd be able to tell if you had met any of the
I've been working on myself quite a bit, trying to improve my physical being, my spiritual and financial all the way around. I've been trying to concentrate all my energy on improving what and who I am so that I will attract something better.
Well, it's working. You have great cards. This one here is a really great card. Leadership. It's time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others.
Uh-huh.
So with everything that you're moving through, now your Alchemist in you is able to change anything. You know that, right? You can transform anything. We're telling you in this reading you can. You have to believe in order for it to happen. Your knowing is there, and now you're teaching your leadership. You can lead other people. I think a lot's going to happen once you get to the top of that mountain and meet that person. Okay.
Oh, very good.
Have another one. So that's
very, very good. Thank you.
Wow.
You have another card?
You might be a really special person.
Do you have another card?
Gifts from God. Yeah. Gifts from God.
It would
that's
be.
That's Sandalphon. We angels bring you gifts from your creator. Open your arms to receive. Are you good at that? A lot of times, you know, when people ask that, if you had asked me the man-woman question, I probably wouldn't have answered you. But it came through.
Right.
Now, the right answer is, are you willing to receive the right person? That's what I was told before.
Yes.
This is somebody that teaches all over the world. She says, when they ask you that question, you say, are your arms open? Are you ready to receive the person who adores you, who supports you, who's not afraid to adore you and support you, would travel everywhere with you and introduce you. Are you open-armed, ready to receive that person? And are you ready to be that for another person?
Oh, yeah.
So if, well, then you're ready. You just had a wonderful reading. In fact, I want to keep these cards together and just set
them
out tonight.
Was it my main focus, but it was in the back of my mind at some point. But I've kind of switched my priorities, or had to, but I'm certainly open to a person if they have the integrity and those things that you mentioned, then I'm very open, yes.
Very good.
Well, thank you so much, both of you.
You're
and I wish you both a very happy holiday and a very
thank
good
you,
day.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you
yes,
so much.
You can email me anytime or Facebook me if you want an hour reading.
Okay, Diana. Thank you for the reading.
You're welcome.
All right, God, Mary.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Diana, this might be a good time to put forward your contact information again.
Okay. Haven't been around computers that much to have any, done any web work. So you will have to email me, and that's Mount Diva, MountDeva, at AOL.com, or Facebook me, and I'll give you my email, my Facebook name. That's my name, Diana, D-I-A-N-A, McClintic, M-C-C-L-I-N-T-I-C. And
great.
If you spell it right, you'll be able to get to me on Facebook, and we can get together an email if you need, and arrange a phone call if you need.
Well, Diana, what do you have to say about living in the now?
Okay, let's see. I had been in Ventura for like 6 months, and I had work. I'll have to finish up there first. I didn't feel like I was getting out of third density, but I was letting go. Lots and lots of work. And half of my trunk was just classes, energy healing classes, Reiki classes. I threw it all away. In fact, there was somebody selling on the beach, and, oh, no, don't throw that away. She made her husband let her go so she could go through the trash and get all my classes out. I went to McDonald's, and this woman said, you know, you just missed. I wanted you to meet this person. She was the dean of the holistic college. So she just went ahead and told me where she was and her phone number, and I just walked in. You know, I didn't want to call and be told no. I just walked right in. She gave me a place on her energy healing panel, and she was so impressed. She gave me a booth, and they fed me. They gave me breaks. They put the booth up. They took it down. I was the last one up with still a line of people because I was using my facial scale tuners. That was the only time it happened. So, you know, a few months later, I was a little bit, you know, I was on a roll there. Well, I decided I needed to leave Ventura. Things were happening, like people walking on top of my car at night. I had 3 cell phones stolen. It just wasn't the greatest energy. So I went on down the road and was in Santa Barbara for 3 weeks, and that was great. I did a whole lot of what I call probably lucid dreaming. I call it visionary meditation, whatever, half asleep, half awake. I was starting to be talked to, and I knew that my vibrations were finally fifth density. And that's when I was feeling like everything was just happening right then. Everything that happened was right then. It had nothing to do with my past or my future. It had to do with what was happening in the very moment. And I found this really lovely place. It was a bricked in place. You parked on the bricks and you could walk up this long trail, and people brought their dogs early in the morning. You could come in at 4:30, and just down the road was the beach that opened at 7. And that's usually what I did, because that was a nice beach. They had showers. They even had maids, and they had food. It was nice. And I was sleeping there one day, because I was at Kmart, so I would sneak up in between 2 trailers and then leave 4:30 in the morning.
and just go sleep there. And I heard this noise, crash, crash, crash. And I started to sit up, and I actually heard, lay back down, they don't need you. Somebody had broken into someone's car and stole their briefcase and their purse, and they were people that were out walking dogs. Actually, see, in my mind, I was thinking people were working on cars. Because they did that a lot in the evening, but early in the morning, I was like, don't usually hear this in the morning. But I was told, lay back down, and I did, and somebody had their car broken into. And then that, I think it was about this, within 3 days. So I knew that my vibrations had changed because I was protected. I left my purse in the restroom, and this homeless guy was waiting for me to wake up, standing outside my car waiting for me to wake up to give me my purse. Oh, my gosh. Every idea I had, I don't put everything in one place anymore. That was, you know, and he was so honest. So I knew that I had truly left Ventura. And then from there, once I got to Santa Cruz, I was really in fifth density because I was seeing it. I was seeing Lemurian people, Lemurian spaceships. And I was getting messages, and mostly they would come through sound. And I got my, then I was living in no time. I mean, it was like there was no time at all. So I also called that now time, but that was like no time. So I was in the void. You can make it whatever you want to make it. I asked for a sign, and I got a big sign. My license plate was Indiana. I was in California. Someone else with a license plate with Indiana pulled up who noticed my tuning forks, and I have our certificate in the window. She said she went to the same class in Indiana with me. And I told her, well, I had just heard about these two forks, the red and the blue, being Archangel Michael once it's a root, and Archangel Michael in our spinal now. And I asked her, what does that mean? Because she's carrying this calculator. She's making new little sound things. And I used to do that, pieces of work on, to throw into the water for the dolphins and stuff. So she said it meant sacred wisdom. She had a program that I never had. So she put all my hurts together and said that meant sacred wisdom. So I'll never forget that. And she still lives there. And we had a lot to talk about that day. So I got my sign, and then I thought it was a big one, that there's actually somebody from one of your old classes tuning for a class and someone who can answer your question about the angels that pulls up while you're in the restroom. So I decided to keep on going, crazy as I felt like I was. I did not feel like I was there, but I knew I was. I mean, I interacted with people. People loved my tuning forks. They called me the bell. You know, some people called me the bell woman. And they didn't know what to think of me. But a lot of people there sang the sun in and out and had their own little practices, all their own dances. They shared food. They shared wisdom. And we just parked on the beach and had a good time. I had never really just had a good time in all my life. It was hard times, but it was a good time. So I was learning what freedom was, freedom of being in the void. Now, if I had really been pushing myself, maybe I had been, would be creating. But I think that what I was understanding and to what was would be coming, my ability to create, because things that I would say, you know, would happen. So little things. Anything is a miracle to me. A little thing is a miracle. If I find a dime, it's a miracle, because dimes are like angel dimes to me. I'll ask the angels to talk, and they won't answer me, but I'll find a dime, so I know that they heard me. So it's like, and I have taught angels how to turn lights green, and they take care of my vehicles very well. Angels can do anything. If you pass up someone who you need to cross over, like an accident, they'll work with you. If there's a fire, they'll work with you. There's been a lot of times I've had to work with angels. So I'm very impressed with angels, and I don't know exactly what you want me to say. Do you want to say what you want? What do you want to tell people about the now time?
Well, I just think that a lot of people are not aware. They're not present to the moment. And, you know, I liked what you were saying earlier about gratitude. I believe it's so important to keep an attitude of gratitude, and that attracts the abundance of all blessings our way. And when we can stay in that positive frame of mind and remain aware that that is a choice we make each step of the way, that then we will attract positive experiences our way. And so, you know, so many people sleepwalk through life and are unaware and are controlled by random thoughts, chaotic thoughts, and we can actually choose our thoughts when we are present to the moment. And I think that meditation is a great way to start training the mind to let go of those, let go of monkey brain, if you will. And so that's all I wanted to say. And
People can, and even people that are in pain, I can work with people that are in pain and teach them about their neurons and synapses and light body. And, you know, if you pull it into a now moment after you've done a meditation and a relaxation, and then you pull in a now moment, you can actually say, in this moment, I don't have pain. Sometimes it's really hard for someone who's in chronic pain to say that, in this moment, I don't have pain. Then maybe in this very moment, right after they did the meditation and relaxation, they don't have pain, so they can say that. In this now moment, I don't have pain. Well, then what if that follows that they just keep saying that and they get better? So there's a lot that I can do. You know, I'm also a naturopathic doctor. I can do a lot for people. They would call me and give me a chance. They'd find out. And as life coaches, you can pick out patterns where they just might need to change one thing. And then what they've been thinking, they may find. You know this. You're a life coach, right? Intuitive life coach?
Yes.
There's a lot you can do for a person, life coaching.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Anybody can learn to take charge of their life, but it takes work. You know, it's not for the weak of heart. It's not something that happens overnight. But, you know, it's wonderful to take charge of your life and to be present to all the possibilities that can and will exist when you live in a positive way of being. And it's not in the doing, it's in the being that we actually achieve. So I really thank you for being with me tonight, Diana. We have no more callers tonight, but we've had several people hang in there and listen to most of the show that had called in, and so I thank you all and wish everybody the merriest of holidays.
Can I tell you one more thing before you sign
off? Oh, sure, absolutely. Sure.
There's this thing that was happening to me that was probably shamanic. It was energy. In Ventura Beach, I was frustrated one day, and I said, give me $1 million, and I will let people know how to do it. When I woke up,
I love it.
There was a surfer holding a $1 million bill over me, only it was a fake one. So that's just to show you I was hurt. When I got to Mount Shasta, I told some white worker people who were there the story about Ventura asking for $1 million. And he's the one who said, well, that's shamanic energy. They heard what you said and actually showed it to you. That's a sign. The next morning in Mount Shasta, I was walking down the street. I found another million dollar bill, just like the one the surfer had hung over my head. So we talked
about
amazing. It again, then it showed up again. So I'm ready for another $1 million bill to show up, folks.
Oh, there
but,
you go.
Those are the kinds of things that happened every day while I
yes.
was out there. I would find stuff I needed whenever, you know, if I needed a new pair of shoes, I'd find them. If I needed a new pair of pants, I'd find them. It just went on and on and on. But it's not easy, but there's so much learning in your word and in your now moments, in your beliefs.
Absolutely. Miracles can and do happen each step of the way. We need to be open and look for them. And sometimes they're just the smallest things that we might take for granted. But just to continue to live and breathe is a miracle in and of itself. So, Diana, thank you for joining me tonight. And I'll look forward to another show in March. And we'll have to be in touch to set up a date for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got another date set up in February.
Oh, in February? Okay. I'm sorry. I hadn't looked at
that. You forgot about it.
No, let's double check it. Yes, I have you down for February 7th.
Okay.
Yeah. All
so
right. Well,
I'll
have
see
a,
you February 7th. I don't think
all
I
right, and have
sure.
a beautiful evening.
You too.
Thank you.
Dream.
Will do. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.